Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to Area Development Magazine, our state consistently ranks as one of the top five states to do business in the nation. Maybe that's why new business and expansion announcements seem to be released by our Commerce Department almost weekly. Bobby Hitt is the South Carolina Secretary of Commerce, and today he's in our studio. Bobby, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Mike.
So it's been, I guess, maybe about a year since you were here last. We'd like to check in with the Commerce Department. What's going on? Give us an overview of the past year.
The past year has been really very good for us. We had a $5 billion year in new investment. This year starting off a little interesting. We are seeing a lot of front-end activity. We're getting a lot of proposals that we're looking at. And decision-making rate has slowed down a little bit with some of the activity that's going on in Washington. So as these things sort themselves out, things speed up and slow down. And most importantly, what we need to be on the state level is ready.
Since you mentioned Washington and issues there, the tariffs that have been announced, possible trade wars, then, of course, immigration issues. Are these coming up in your discussions with the international firms that are looking here?
Actually, they're coming up more in my discussions with the ones that are already here. International companies that are here engaged in ongoing commerce and moving goods around the world are somewhat concerned and had discussions and listened to them. We've worked together to send messages to Washington. The governor's been very much involved in that. We recently recruited a company called Samsung up in Newberry County, just down the road, and they had a tariff put on them almost immediately after coming here, and we were engaged with Washington trying to hope for a better outcome. So what we have to do is just work through these things. Four out of the last 7 years, we have been number one state in the country on a per capita basis in foreign direct investment. And the point of that is that we recruit all over the world, and roughly half the investment we bring into South Carolina is new money coming from another country. So we have become very well known as an international destination. That's been part of our strategy. And we have grown manufacturing in the state by 19% in the last 7 years. And that's important for a couple of reasons. Number one, manufacturing plants support tax base. They put a lot of equipment and property on the ground that pays our local taxes for our schools and our municipalities and our county operations. And also they have long-term payrolls. And so it's very attractive to have manufacturing. It's one of the things that we're good at. And so now we've increased the level of manufacturing in our state back to what it once was in our past. But the manufacturing we do now is advanced, high-skill manufacturing. And it's quite a change from 25 years ago.
Driving back and forth to Charleston recently, there's a lot of activity just a little bit west of Charleston around Ridgeville. One of your biggest coups, I guess I would say, an international company coming to South Carolina, Volvo. Can you give us an update there?
Yeah, I was very excited about our ability to track both Mercedes-Benz down in Charleston County as well for their new van plant, which is under construction. And then Volvo was a big deal. You can see at a roughly mile mark 189, we're building an interchange that will open up a 7,000-acre industrial park, the largest industrial park in the southeast. And we're bringing rail in there as well, which will open up an industrial corridor about 25 miles inland from Charleston and areas of the state where it will be great for future generations. And so we're setting the table immediately for Volvo and then in the long term for the whole northern part of Berkeley County. Volvo's been under construction. It's about a $1.1 billion project. We'll employ a little over 4,000 people, right at 4,000 people. They've got about 500 on board now, and they'll grow to about 4,000 over the next several years. And they're starting out with a new car they should build sometime, maybe in the months ahead. We'll wait for the final announcement. But they've been under construction for almost 2 years, so it's about time. It'll be very exciting. It'll be another new car out of South Carolina. Their long-term plan is to export about half of what they build, similar to what BMW does. BMW exports about 70% of what they build. So again, we are the center of an international car market. No other state has a constellation of companies like we do with Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. So that's pretty exciting. We're a premium brand state. I like that very much, by the way.
Well, Bobby, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit our studio.
My pleasure.
Bobby Hitt is South Carolina's Secretary of Commerce. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.